As a small, rural state, Wyoming is not a huge player in commercial air service, but many want to change that. Currently, a bill working its way through the legislature proposes a new subsidy program that could create more reliable air service. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska takes a look at what the new approach entails and what one community thinks about it.
Cade Mastis is a co-founder of an outdoor equipment company in Lander. Not the most convenient location for an international company since Lander isn't close to any interstate and the closest airport, Riverton Regional Airport, hasn't always been reliable.
We traveled to Jackson or to Casper, which added, we'd usually have to go over the night before to get an early morning flight. And so we're spending extra nights away from our family. And then we were also booking hotels that were costing us money that we couldn't put back into the company.
In 2014, the Riverton Regional Airport saw a 41% decrease in the number of enplanements. That counts the number of people that boarded the plane in Riverton. Kyle Butterfield, the manager of the airport, says people were frustrated because planes don't fly in and out on time. He blames changes in the air service industry.
There were some changes to pilot hour requirements and crew rest requirements, and we saw a significant impact on the ability for Great Lakes to provide service in our communities.
Those industry changes also drove up ticket prices. However, Riverton was able to obtain a contract with Denver Air Connection, a private air charter company, which is slowly getting customers back.
They're going back to their local airport. They're reminded of how nice it is to only have to drive 10 minutes to your commercial airport instead of potentially 2 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours.
Riverton was only able to obtain this service with the state's help. Amy Surdam with the Aeronautic Division for Wyoming says in 2004, the state introduced the Air Service Enhancement Program, or ASEP. The program contributes funds to the community to match the minimum guarantee revenue demanded by an airline. Surdam says the program helped, but they think there's a better way to go about things.
What if we just came together, the communities and the state, and tried to purchase capacity on aircraft, and then we would have more say in gate time, in local fare ticket pricing possibly, and in how we market this.
The legislature is considering a bill which creates a working group to be in place for 1 year to finalize a 10-year capacity purchase contract with a single airline for the entire state. Senator Michael Von Fladern, who introduced the bill, says it's a win-win for both the state and the airline carrier.
But if they don't fill the seats or don't get enough on board, they actually will fly that at a loss, where this one guarantees them. In return, we're asking for them to guarantee us 10 years of service.
Jeremiah Riemann of Endow says ASEP has used over $60 million since its inception in 2004, and the proposed program only requires $15 million for all 10 years.
Under conservative estimates, that within a 3 to 5 year time frame, that the model can be self-sustaining and no longer require any state assistance and ultimately perhaps return funding back to local communities for expanded air service to other destinations.
Amy Surdam says the main reason the proposal needs to pass is because ASEP will run out of resources by July 1st of next year, and it doesn't look like the legislature will give it any more money.
If we don't do this, then you're looking at disrupting service potentially in Riverton, Rock Springs, or Sheridan, or those communities would have to come up with the full minimal revenue guarantees themselves.
While many are excited about the proposal, Lander businessman Cade Mastis is skeptical.
Airlines don't know what they're doing 6 months from now. Getting a 10-year commitment seems not based in reality.
For now, it's up to the legislature to pass the proposal and then see whether a carrier would actually sign a 10-year contract. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska from the Center for the West in Cody.